with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's pick to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics has suggested suspending the monthly jobs report. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After last month's dismal jobs numbers, the president fired the head of the BLS and has nominated Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni. Earlier this month, Antoni told Fox News that job reports should be issued quarterly instead of monthly. At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the hope and the plan is to continue publishing monthly reports. Greg Clugston, Washington.
D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith said Tuesday she wants to work together to implement President Trump's directive, federalizing her 3,400-officer force, hours after 850 federal agents patrolled the streets of the Capitol Monday night. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said there were more than two dozen arrests last night as federal forces moved around Washington, D.C.
A total of six illegal handguns were seized off of District of Columbia streets as part of last night's effort. This is only the beginning. Over the course of the next month, the Trump administration will relentlessly pursue and arrest every violent criminal in the district who breaks the law, undermines public safety, and endangers law-abiding Americans.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hinting that ceasefire efforts are now focused on a comprehensive deal that would release the remaining hostages in Gaza all at once. Arab officials told the Associated Press last week that mediators Egypt and Qatar are preparing a new framework for a deal that would include the release of all the hostages in one go in return for a lasting ceasefire and the withdrawal of Israeli forces. This is SRN News. World Vision wins a round in court.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Giant Christian Relief Agency has the right to refuse to hire a woman because she was in a same-sex marriage. The law allows religious organizations to hire and fire according to the dictates of their faith, but the woman took World Vision to court arguing that it doesn't qualify for an exemption because it is not a church. The justices disagreed, ruling that the plaintiff's job included, quote, vital religious duties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are pointing out that four of the five most populous countries on earth persecute Christians. According to International Christian Concern, believers are under siege in China, India, Pakistan, and Indonesia. The U.S. is the only one of the top five countries where Christians are safe. About 41% of the world's population resides in China, India, Pakistan, and Indonesia. This is SRN News. YouTube is ready to start testing a new age verification system in the U.S.
YouTube will use artificial intelligence to distinguish between adults and minors based on their viewing habits. The tests, scheduled to begin Wednesday, initially affect a small portion of YouTube's U.S. audience. If successful, the system could become more widespread. It works when viewers are logged into their accounts regardless of the birth date entered. If flagged as under 18, users face restrictions like privacy warnings and limited video recommendations. John Scott reporting.
Delivery drones are supposed to be fast, yet the long-promised technology has been slow to take off in the U.S. More than 6 years after the FAA approved the first commercial home deliveries with drones, the service still is confined to a handful of suburbs. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.